Okay. Thursday night, early at Aleph Teves, Shmaitzer Shir. And we're starting Perek Tezvov. Perek Yudalad basically went through the basic sugya at the end of the first, not the end, you know, towards the end of the second parak, of the first parak of Tzubis. Machlekes of Gamilin and Beshua about Har Nemonos by a Pnu Yeshazinsa. And all of the factors that go into it, the Gemara with if you knew she was Nibble, if you didn't know she was Nibble, Rof Sula Metzla, Rof Kshair Metzla, the whole Asik there. At the end of Perek Yudalid, this is important. Okay, now he basically brought down a lot of Gemaras from Perek Yudalid. At the end, he brings on the Rambam that Paskins are going to Leo, that she's Naamon, to say he's kosher. That she's Naamon, I should say. And Rabbi Gamliel says the case is, you know, say he's kosher. The Rambam juxtaposes that she's Naamon to say he's kosher, the kid. Kosher means he's not a mamzer. That means the father was not a mamzer. If it's a girl, she's allowed to marry a kohen. That means the boy wasn't a goy. The boil wasn't a guy. Okay, now the Rambam contrasts it, which the Gemara never does. I don't know, it's not a chiddush. Rambam says, but she's not. But if she would say the kids are mamzer, she's not Neman. She don't ever say the kids are mamzer. Let's say she would say the other way, that the boil was a mamzer. Meaning the kid would be a bale mamzer, he'd be allowed to marry a mamzeris. In other words, the kid's status is a stuki. Midrabonon is osur. This is what the Shmaitz is going to be talking about. The pashtus is that he is called a suffolk mamzer. This is what's not clear. Is he a suffolk mamzer midrabonon? Was he a Sufik Mamzer, but Midiraiso Sufik Mamzer is Mutter. And Midirabonan, they said he's also. Let's assume, it sounds like we're treating him as a Sufik Mamzer. Midiraiso, though, he's Mutter. He's Mutter He's Mutter in a Mamzer, in a Bas Yisrael, and he's Mutter in a Mamzeris. She's Naman to say that he's kosher and he can marry and he can marry into Klal Yisrael. He's not also Midrabonan. Midrabonan, they asked him to marry into Klal Yisrael. But he's not Naaman to say he's a Mamzer Vaday, meaning Vaday, and he can marry a Mamzeris. Okay, now, why is she Naaman Lahachshir V'loy Lifsol? So, the Shmaitzer brought down a Magid Mishnah that, because to say he's kosher, he was kosher anyway on a Diraisa level. He was allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael on a Diraisa level anyway.
Why is some mom's Diraisa allowed?
Why? I don't ask questions.
No,
because
I just have
Diraisa in the front. That was the whole first mitzvah.
I know. It was from culture?
Sufik Mamzer is a limud in itself. It doesn't need a source. Some say it's the Rambam source that every Sufik derives is Lakula. Some say. But what do you want to know? Sufik Mamzer Mutter Midirais is a Pasuk. Mamzer Veloy Sufik Mamzer. Whatever Mamzer Bechal Hashem, Mamzer Vaday Veloy Mamzer Sufik. So the Magid Mishnah says that she's Naaman Lahachshir because Midiraisa he can anyway marry into Klal Yisrael because Sufik Mamzer's Mutter. So it's only Midrabbanan that he's Osir, so Rabbanan said she's believed. But to passel the kid, meaning to say he's a Mamzer Vada and he can marry a Mamzeres, so that is Osir. That Osir, Midiraisa he's Osir in a Mamzer Vadai.
We have things like that, but
the Raisa. Wait, Q the Mutalov called Zeres Vados.
Yeah.
wait, but that's not true. Wait, because with Yoraisa he can also marry a mamzeres, the Sofik mamzer. Avalit sol, this is the end of the 14th of Perek Yudalit by the Mishnah. Avalit sol, kiven de Yoraisa muta lovi b'kol, the osur b'mamzeres vados. That's not true. What? The Araisa Mamza Sofik Udala Yavoi, okay. Kohol Vadai Veloi Kohol Sofik. Busy with the first half. Let me see. I'm talking about on the bottom. Maybe he talks about it later. I don't know. Might be base. Very valid. I believe so. Keeping them in the right, so mutay lovei b'kol. Also, the mamzer is vados. Unless you say with your eyes, he doesn't even have a dinner of a Suffolk mamzer to be lakula, because what happens to Pnuya Shazinsa? You don't know who the father is, but really you don't to say it's a Suffolk mamzer. You don't have enough of a Suffolk to say it's a Suffolk mamzer to go lakula. Agapanim, we talk about now for the next few program the first half of the Magen Mishnah. That the reason she's named to say he's kosher is because he's kosher lovei b'kol anyway on the Diraisa level, because a Suffolk mamzer is muta lovei b'kol.
So we have things like that on the level of the Raisa, she wouldn't be believed, but on the level of the Rabbana, she's believed on the level.
Yeah, hey, Mammy knew. Yeah, a woman's Neman on B'dikas Chomet, because with Diraisa, B'bitl B'yal Mitzagi. If the whole problem is a Drabbanon problem, the Drabbanon can decide who to believe to take away the problem. You have that all over Shas.
And if the
Raisa
she wouldn't be believed, because at the Raisa level, she wouldn't be.
That's what the Magen Mishnah is implying. Either maybe because it's a Dovah Sheba'erba, or because Tandagoy, she's only an Ein Echad, she should be believed. That's what the Rabbi Kivega says, we saw yesterday. The Chumash Rabbi Kivega says, that it sounds like it would be have a din of a Dovish Abarifa. And you would need Shnayim. Right? I'm Dovish Abarifa, Pochus Mishnayim. That's the Chuvus of Kivager. He brings him down here. We spoke of that yesterday. That the Chuvus of Kivager, that it's from the Magen Mishnah, it sounds like it has a din of a Dovish Abarifa. And that's why you wouldn't say Lechonam and Bisurim. And that's why you need the svara that midiraisa he's kosher anyway. Lovei b'kol. A suffik mamzer midiraisa is mutter to marry a mamzeres. That's because of kohol vaday liyomzo mamzer b'kal Hashem kohol vaday b'loy kohol suffik. Yeah, that was the whole first mitzvah. He's mutter in both, and he's mutter to marry both at the same time. He can marry, he can have two wives. He can have a mamzeres and a Yisraelis wife. And you don't say mimon of shoch.
Why does that make a problem here? That makes a problem.
My problem here is that the Magen Mishnah says she's not nema lifso because with Yoraisa, lifso meaning to say he's a mamzer vaday. That would be matter him in a mamzer. But with Yoraisa, he's also in a mamzer. Some of the Shemites will talk about it later. Look, I mean, it's on the Geos for the next few prakim. He's only talking about the first half of what the Magen Mishnah says. But a Suffolk Mamzer is mutter than a Mamzeris. A Suffolk Mamzer is mutter than a Mamzeris. Some time on it now. Okay, no, let's go. That Midiraisa is not even a Suffolk Mamzer. So he's also in a Mamzer because he's not even a Suffolk Mamzer. Because what is he? A Pnuya Shazinsa. So the Stama to be Mekil, you can't Mechitesi the kid's a Mamzer. Right? You would have to have been Nibal. For the kid to be a Mamzer, the father would have had to be a Mamzer or a Korov. That's very Rachok, right? Very not. There's no Reyesa, there's no Suffolk Stama. So the Stam with your eyes, so the kid's not even a Suffolk Mamzer. That's why the Magid Mishnah says what he says. Okay, let's go on to Perek Tezvav. Well, be Shmuel Hikshim with the beer of a Magid. It's going to be for the next few prokim. The Meshach Kosav, but the Magid Mishnah says that the reason for her nemonos to say the kid's kosher. The lahachsher haminu mishum de bloye dusa something mamzer min atayrim mutter in Israelis. The hakaimelon, so the Beishmuel asks the hakaimelon hilchsa krama gamlio afilu barois psulim. Right in the city, there's roi psulim etzla. Really, the Gemara is talking about kahuna. That's more likely if these rove goyim in the city. So, and you're talking about the kid being puzzled to kahuna, so there's reich psula metzla. If you're talking about suffolk mamzer, okay, you know, it's less logical that it'll be reich psula. Maybe you could have at the end of the first paragibam is you had these cities that were inhabited by mamzerim. So if she was in such a city, it's very psula metzla. Akaponim, certainly, theoretically, Rabbi Gamliel is machshir and says beferish that the woman's neman even by Roy Psulim. Even though, again, the Gemara is constantly there talking about Lekahuna. The Hakaimel and Ilchzuk Rabbi Gamliel Vavila Roy Psulim. She's neman to be makil even against the Roy of Psulim. Chaygavim and Atoira also be Israelis. That's the Beis Shmuel's premise in his kasha, that when there's a roif psulim in the city, the kid would be a mamzer Vaday, not a mamza safek. That's his presumption. He'd be mutter, he'd be also be mamzeris, be Israelis. Pulum at a right tzulim. Okay, so the Magid Mishnah doesn't work by right tzulim. The Rambam paskels are Rambam Gamliel. Rambam Gamliel says that even in by right tzulim. In fact, the Beis Shmuel, the Magid Mishnah doesn't work by right tzulim. Okay, it doesn't work by right tzulim. By right tzulim, she's also the presumption of the Beis Shmuel. By right tzulim, she's also on the D'oraisa level to marry a Kal Yisrael. So the Magid Mishnah doesn't work. Okay. Because of Liyashiv, he himself says the Teretz, the Beis Shmuel says the Teretz. Even if there's very tzulim in the city, the kids are still a suffix mamzer. Why? The Emor does le'il gabayu, because the possibility is that she went to the boil. She went to the boil, and then you say kol kavua kamachzal machzodomi. So the rov psulim is rendered moot. But again, that it's rov psulim because we have a rule called kavua kamachzal machzodomi. If the source of the suffix didn't leave its mokum kvius, whether it's animals or you went to the store and you bought a piece of meat, it wasn't pirish from the store. The word called the porish, meruba porish, is taken very literally, that it has to be pirish from the set. Like in math, you have a set. It has to have been pirish from the set in which the robe exists. But if it's in the set, if it's kavua, called kavua, so it's exeris hakosov. Once talked about a logic that exeris hakosov has, but if I'm again now, so kol kavua kamachzal machzodomi. So if she went to him, so in halacha it's called 50-50. So it's not poshut that you would be called a mamzer vaday because maybe she went to him.
So
midiraisa that's a mamzer safek. That's what he says. Even if there's a roiv, he wants to take on in his premise. The shmeitz is going to be chaylik on his premise, but he wants later on. But he wants to be, he suggests in his premise that when there's roi psulim, it's a mamzer vaday, not a mamzer safek. So he says, if she went to him, then you're back to mamzer safek. Because even if there's roi psulim, you say, kol kavua kamachzal machzodomi. The emor azayi legabayu, v'havi le kavua kamachzal machzodomi. Davo gav the cause of a tour soif sim involved that mistama holach haboil etzla. The tour says that he brings down the tour's case that a pnuya got in the saberes. So even if roi v'yir v'ksherim, she can't marry a kohen l'chatchila because of the problem of kavua. She's not saying who the father was. She doesn't know. So even if the roiv is ksheirim, so she can't marry a kohen lechatchila the kid because of the kol kavua kamachzal machzodomi. If the boil would have come to her, it would be called the porish meruva porish. You go bus a roiv, it's roiv ksheirim here. This is the case in the Torah. So the Torah says, even though you don't know who went to whom, but you can assume the boil went to her, and therefore you can say called the Porish Meruba Porish in the Torah's case. So the Beis Shmuel asks on himself, you can say the same thing here, that the stomach of the boil, you know, my Teretz is not a Teretz. I started off asking Akasha that by Roiv Psulim, it's Mamza Badeh and not Mamza Safek. My answer that if she went to him, then it's a case of kol kavua kamachzal machzodomi, because we see from this tour that we assume the boil went to her. When it's bestowed, if you don't know, that's an assumption. The boil went to her, and therefore it's called the parish. So again, you can be Simon Hanroif. In our case, we're back to the kasha that Roif Psulim should be Mamza Vaday, v'loy Mamza Safek. Ha Ainu Lakula Dafka Ayin Shum. Those three words are changing around, again making a U-turn and about face. That over there in the tour, it's talking about that Meikar Adin, it's anyway Mutter. So there's a problem in the Rabbanon. So he says you can assume the boil went to her to bring it back to the Diraisa, to Shtimu to the Diraisa. But over here, we're saying that the kid has a din of a Suffolk Mamzer and he's Mutter Min HaTorah. Right, so you can't, you wouldn't nemon that the Baal went to her to be Machmir. You wouldn't nemon that the boil went to her and thus be Machmir. Okay, so he's back to his teretz. He's back to his teretz that even by Bari Psula B'Thala Mamzavadai, because of the Kol Kavua possibility. And he's saying, you don't neman, you don't assume that the boil went to Har L'chumra. Okay. So we're back by a teretz. B'koshem. So the Ben Shmuel gave a teretz that by Roiv Psulim it's not called a Roiv for Isser and therefore called a Mamzer Vadai and not a Mamzer Safek, because of the possibility that she went to the boil and it's Machzal Machzal. So the Shmaitze asks the Kosher, the Imkain Hudra Kushyas Ashas Leduchtein. And the Gemara's Kasha is Shver. If you remember, the Gemara asks, according to Yeshua, the Tepukle, the Hosam Reif Psula Metzla. How could he bring a Raya from Shvuya to the Din? By Shvuya, it's Ro Psula Metzla. But over here, in the case of Medaberes, there's no Roi Psulim. And the Gemara answers Rabbi Gamliel's Machshir even by Roi Psulim, and Rabbi Shua's Paisal even by Roi Psher. Umasik Rabbi Shua ben Levi.
Were you asking
the Gemara is having a discussion between Rabbi Shua and the Gemara is having a discussion between Rabbi Gamliel. And
Rabbi
Shua says she's not Rabbi Shua. Yeah, she's not believed. And he compares it to Shvuya. And the Gemara asks, I by Shvuya it's Rav Psulim, and by Medamberes it's Rav Ksherim. So that's where the Gemara answers that according to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel's Machshir, he's Machshir even by Rav Psulim, and Rabbi Shua is Paisal even by Rav, right? So that's the Gemara. So they're Roy Psulim. No, Rabbi Gamliel is Machshir even by Roy Psulim. And therefore, Beshua had a right to Tzushtel Shvuya, which is Roy Psulim. When the Beshua said, how can you say she's Namon? You see, by that Shvuya, she's not Namon, to say Loi Nivalti. Over there, to say Loi Nivalti. So the Gemara at first said that Rabbi Shua's tzushtel is not a good tzushtel, and then the Gemara says it is a good tzushtel. V'mkein hosher kushen hadach l'duchta, but the makshem Rabbi Shua, the medamim uberes l'shvuya, but typically dosim roi psulim etzla, umasik, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Domar man the makshem makshem filib roi psulim, but if you're going to say, like the Bishmuel does, even in the Sapkalon Dilma Ozla Iula Gabayu, came along like a robe. If you always look at it as a Kavua, and call Kavua Kamachsal Machsadami, so you never really have a case of Roif Psulim. So it's never really a case of Roif Psulim, because you're always assuming that at least there's a possibility he went to her, she went to him, and call Kavua Kamachsal Machsadami. So, by Shvuya, Roi Psulim, Bavadai. By Shvuya, it's for sure Roi Psulim, because they're all Goyim. And we're talking about Lagabi Yisra Kahuna, so they're all Psulim. So, we're back to the question, how can you tushtel Shvuya and Yisra Kahuna? Bagamba Shakosu, by Shvuya, that Turloi Kosu, Mustafa Haboyal, Holachetzla, Elul Kula, Loin Nehiro, Chmashi Psalti, Shmai Tzadalit, Perek Chav Gimel. It's not that the Torah should not be construed that way. The Torah is talking about the stomach of the boil went to her as a rule, and therefore we're back to the Kasha.
How could we have compared it to Shvuyah?
That, what?
So how could we have compared it to Shvuyah?
Because man demach, shemach, shavil, roi, psulim. So it's a good Rabbi Yeshua was attacking Rabbi Gamliel in the case of roi, psulim, by saying that by Shvuyah you see that they didn't believe her. But according to the Beishmuel's Teretz, there's really no such thing as Reif Psulim, because you're always assuming, at least you're always assuming or being cautious for the possibility that she went to him. The Beishmuel gives a wonderful Teretz that mitigates the effect of Reif Psulim. But you see, in the Gemara, you don't mitigate the effect of Reif Psulim. Something's wrong. The Gemara says you have a case of Reif Psulim, according to Rabbi Gamliel, a serious one. One which Rabbi Yeshua can attack on the basis of how come by Yeshua she's not Naaman. But if the Beis Shmuel is right, then the Gemara, right? So the Gemara says, well, how can you tzush tel Shvuya? The Gemara says, we can tzush tel Shvuya because Rabbi Gamliel said she's Naaman even by Reif Psulim. But according to the Beis Shmuel, you're back to the Kasha. How can you tzush tel? All
right, what's the answer to that?
No, he doesn't have Kasha on the Beis Shmuel. He doesn't get cash on the Beis Shmuel. In other words, the cash on the Beis Shmuel is that certainly there is such a thing as Reif Psulim. And don't tell me that every case of Reif Psulim is ameliorated by the fact that she went to him. Because you don't know she went to him. In fact, he wants to take the Torah seriously that you taka assume that the boil went to her. Even the Bein L'chum or Bein L'kula. So you know how much he went to her. So we're back to the Kasha. We're back to the Kasha by Roy Psulim, the Magen Mishnah doesn't work. That was the original Kasha. Rabbi Gamliel says she's Naaman. To say the kid's Kasha. Even by Roy Psulim. So the question is, according to the Magen Mishnah, it's not the Farish. It doesn't say the Farish in the Gemara. Why, according to Rabbi Gamliel, she's Naaman? That was the Magen Mishnah. Came along and said that the reason for Nemonis is because with the Arisa, she's anyway kosher. Right? So the Beis Shmuel asks, but the Gemara says the Rabbi Gamliel's din is also true even by Roy Psulim.
So it doesn't work,
because with the Arisa it's Roy Psulim. It should be about the. It's not true that with the Arisa she'd be called a Suffolk Mamza and she'd be allowed to marry Yisrael. We're talking about even in the case of Roiv. In the case of Roiv, the is not Mamza Sovig, it's Mamza Vadai. That was the original Beishmuel's Kasha and the Magadishna's beer in the Ramah. He's going to give a different Teres to Shmaitza. He's going to answer that Roiv Psulim is still Sovig Mamza. You're right, it's not called Mamza Vadai, it's called Sofik Mamza. That's going to be the gist of the Shmaitzer's Teretz. He's going to go through the whole thing, but we'll stop here. He's going to go through the whole Gemara in Bava Metzia. We really have this in Shmaitzer Aleph. He's going to go through the Gemara in Bava, over there by Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema is a din of Asiri Vadai, Veloy Asiri Sofik. Okay, what's going on? He's counting out animals to give Meiser Behema. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Meiser. Menuyin means an animal already passed by. It was already counted. Right? It's counted. It's Menuyin. There's a din minyan aroi poiter. If it was counted properly, even if you didn't get up to number 10 yet, this behemoth is officially poiter from Maisa Behema. It was poiter already. It went through the count. It's called minyan aroi poiter, even before you got up to 10. Talk about if there was 10. You didn't get up to number 10 yet, but number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, if that's where you're up to, I'm potter. Kofetz echad min ha-menuyin to the remaining animals. So the din is they're all potter from Eis HaBeima now, even if it jumped into 1,000 animals. Why? Because it's a beria and beria loy botel. What's not botel? It is potter from Eis HaBeima. It went through it already, so to speak. So it's potter from Eis HaBeima, and now it got mixed in with the others. But it's a beria, so it's not botel. Okay? So they're all potter. That's the din. So you can't resume the counting because they're all potter now. You're dealing with 1,000 animals have now become potter from Eisa Behema because one animal that's potter or having been potter already jumped in. So we say. We can't resume the count. There will always be a Asiri Safik. The Hikshu Toysus asks, or the Shita asks, they'll call the Parish Meruba Parish. You're counting them. So they're going away from their Mokum Kvius. So you can call the parish, Meruba parish. So why do you have a problem? You say call the parish, Meruba parish, and each one is chayiv ma'aser behema. The tirei from the call the parish, Meruba parish, ain't a vaday. But Torah Amar Asiri vaday, boy Asiri safek, ayin chum, bullseye. That's what he's looking for, right? So it's still called Asiri vaday. It's still called Asiri safek. So we still apply the rule of Asiri Vadei V'loi Sofek. That's the Shita Mekubetus above Metzia. That in the case of Kofetz Echad Ben Amenuyin L'Soichai, it's potter because of Asiri Vadei V'loi Asiri Sofek.
How does Rove ever help you?
There's usually not Xeris HaKosov of X Vadei V'loi X Sofek. My Maisa Behemet is such Xeris HaKosov. And we know that by moms there are such exeris hakosos. You can't think, but generally in the Torah there's no such exeris hakosos. Generally the Torah has a suffix and let the chips fall where they may, as they say. According to the Rambam, suffix derises lakula. Okay. So again, just to keep the cheshbon. We're holding by the kasha of the Beis Shmuel on the Magen Mishnah. How can you say that her nemon is to say his nemon? It's based on the fact that the Araisa, without her edus, the kid's mutter anyway, but Rabbi Gamliel says it didn't even by Roy Psulim. So the kid's not kosher anyway. So the Shmaitz is answering, yes he is. That's his answer. Because it will blive the Suffolk Mamza, not a Vadai, even on the Yeraisa level. On the Yeraisa level. Mamza Vadai, Goy Mamza Suffolk. So you are still.
Rove still makes a Suffolk?
What?
Rove still makes a Suffolk?
I wouldn't say it makes a Suffolk, I'd say Rove
does not. Does
not make it Vadai? And his Raya is from over here, from Metzia, where we say Asiri Vadai, Goy Asiri Suffolk. Even though there's a dynamic of called the parish, Meruba parish. Right? Straightforward case. Called the parish, Meruba parish. And yet, the Shita Mukubetta says it, you imply and you say, Asiri Vadei V'loi Asiri Safek. So here also. Okay, we'll stop here.